Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, guys. Sorry about that. I was having some problems getting in, and now I'm here. So tonight's show is about how to get high vibe and creative. I know there's been a lot going on recently, especially if you're into astrology, and you know that there's been a lot going on with retrograde and actually multiple retrogrades and all kinds of stuff. And so everybody has kind of been in a really weird funk recently. And we just had the new moon on Saturday, and it brought in a lot of different energies. So hopefully you're feeling more back to normal, back to feeling like yourself again. And like some of that stuff that was kind of holding you down and slowing you down is starting to dissipate and loosen up. So welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me. I am your host, Whitney Ladd. I am a intuitive and spiritual coach, and also an angel coach here with Angel Coaches. And I help you to get back to who you really want to be, to find the true you, get back your happiness, and, you know, help you get in touch with your own intuition and teach you basic spiritual principles that help you further your own life and your own practices, and, you know, help you create the life that you really want. And so that is what I do. And you can find out more about me at my website, whitneyladd.com. But so what I wanted to do tonight was just share how I myself have been in a little bit of a funk, and how it was really hard for a while. It was a struggle. It was like moving through mud. Trying to stay positive, stay high vibe, and just get back to feeling like my normal self. It was a lot of work. And so I wanted to tonight share with you, you know, how to get back to feeling better, and how to tap into your creativity, because when you get more high vibe, you can tap into your creativity, and you tap into your intuition and your higher self, and you're able to create a lot of really wonderful things in your life. So a few things that I had to do myself, which I highly recommend, is meditation. So even though I was in a funk, I never let go of meditating. That was something I just always made a point to do. I did get very frustrated though, because I felt like I wasn't connecting, and you know, I wasn't really getting all the benefit like I normally do out of doing the meditations. And so that was kind of frustrating, but I stuck with it. So if you haven't started a meditation practice, I highly recommend that you do so. I've done plenty of shows on that, and I actually think I'm gonna work on putting out a self-study course where you can, you know, learn to meditate on your own and really dive into that, because meditation is so very, very key. And that's something that I do every morning, and it really makes a difference. And so that was like the number one thing that I just kind of held on to. The next thing I had to do was really evaluate what I was surrounding myself with in my life. So like, what kind of people was I hanging around? You know, what kind of influences did I have as far as, you know, television shows or music that you listen to, or activities that you do? Are they high vibe, or do they keep you feeling stuck? Do they keep you going in, you know, the negative and opposite direction from what you want to be doing? So for me, when I was feeling kind of, I wouldn't say a full on depression, but just kind of sad, down and out of all the many things that, you know, have gone on in the past year, which I am so thankful to now be through. I had some a family members pass away and friends pass away, and I lost two of my animals. And so it was just really, really hard. And so to try to stay positive and try to find the good and find the lesson and, you know, just to stay high vibe, it was really, really hard to, and for those who aren't familiar with the term high vibe, it's just being high vibrational, keeping your energy at a very high level on a vibrational scale. So it's not necessarily, you know, being jacked up on caffeine, not that kind of energy. It's more vibrations. And we all vibrate, you know, everything is made up of molecules and they vibrate at different levels. And, you know, solid things vibrate at very low levels. And it's a whole thing. You can certainly study quantum physics and learn more. But so that's basically what that means, is just staying high vibrational. And there's a study that's been done that says that vibrations and frequencies at 500 and above, or 300 and above, sorry, are considered high vibrational in the fields of love, joy, gratitude, those kinds of feelings. And the lower levels are guilt, shame, depression, and those are like 100, 200, and lower. So just to give you an idea, so when I say high vibe, I mean staying in those higher vibrations, staying in, well, you know, I mean, if you've ever felt like really happy and really joyful or really grateful, like it's just a completely different feeling, and you feel that in your body completely different than if you're upset or distraught. Like that is a very lower level vibration, and you feel low, you feel down. I mean, that's why we, you know, have kind of the terms that you feel down, and we have, you know, the highs that make you feel really good and high and light. So you can kind of tell, you can tell the difference, and you can feel that in your body. So it's not a bunch of fluffy stuff. I mean, it is really, there's a science to it. And but you can really feel it for yourself, and you can live that for yourself, and you can test it for yourself. So to get back on track. So the first thing was meditation. I also did some journaling. You just have to journal through what you're feeling. You have to journal through what you're thinking. But back to what influences are you around? So I had noticed that I had stopped tapping into the resources that helped to keep me really high vibe. So I wasn't reading, you know, really good and inspirational books anymore, or listening to, I like to listen to audiobooks. That's my really big go-to. And I wasn't listening to things that were inspirational and high vibe. The music I was listening to, I had switched to fit my mood, which was lower. And it's not that being in lower vibration is necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes you have to be there. Sometimes you need to experience that. But you don't want to get stuck in it. You want to find a way to surrender to it so that you can move through it. And so, you know, yes, I had changed to listening to music that certainly wasn't taking me any lower in my thoughts and feelings, but definitely were not helping me to really feel better, even though I thought they were in the moment. However, I did work through stuff, and I did eventually come back to just self-love. I had started a pattern of blaming myself for everything that had happened and just really beating myself up. And on a soul level, I know that that serves no purpose and that does no good. So, you know, on a soul level, I know that. But when you're in it, I completely understand how it's really hard to snap out of it, because, you know, as you're beating yourself up, you tell yourself you shouldn't be beating yourself up. And then you beat yourself up for beating yourself up. So it gets into this really vicious cycle sometimes. So you just have to start paying attention to what is influencing you and what's around you and shifting it. So I tapped back into the resources that really took me higher. You know, I started reading inspirational books. I started reading and listening to inspirational books, and I started listening to high vibe music, and I started listening to speakers that really light me up and make me feel inspired and make me know that I'm not alone in the world and that, you know, I do have a purpose. We all have a purpose, and to just really help me get back on track. And so it's been a journey, and it's been a little bit of a struggle, but I am definitely on the upside now. And one of the things that I did a couple weekends ago, I went through my house and completely cleaned out so much junk that had been collecting in my house. I mean, me and my husband went through everything. Like, we found stuff that we had been lugging around and moving for years now. And so we just went through, and if we're not using it or we don't love it, we got rid of it. And we got rid of a lot of stuff. Like, I just feel lighter. My house feels lighter. The energy here feels so much better just from clearing out all that stuff. I gave a bunch of stuff away to family and friends. I went through my closet, cleaned out everything. Just stuff, all the stuff that I was so tired of looking at. And some stuff I really had to be very disciplined with myself and say, even though I really like this thing, I know I'm never going to use it. I'm never actually going to sit down and take the time to use it. So I'm going to let it go because somebody somewhere could probably use it. So there were things that I really liked and really loved that I had to let go. And I feel so much less. I don't regret getting rid of any of the things that I got rid of. And even if I started down that path, I would certainly cut it off because that just starts a whole downward spiral of, you know, every time I get rid of something, I end up needing it. And that's just not an affirmation that you want to have. You want to have an affirmation of, you know, my environment is clean and clear, and my environment, you know, supports me in my desires and it helps me accomplish my goals. Like, those are the affirmations that you want to have. So actually just getting myself in gear and going through the house and getting rid of all that stuff has just truly shifted the energy for me in such a great way. So we really did some spring cleaning right here at the end of spring before we hit summer. So that's been really, really amazing. We also made a really beautiful space outside that we can spend time in. That was a project that we had, and being able to be out in nature and, you know, just really, you know, just having that time and that space to be just outside and have that calm has been very helpful. Also, we have a fountain out there now, and it's just beautiful to listen to. And I can actually hear it through my office window. So while I'm working and while I'm meditating, I can hear the fountain going, and it's just so very relaxing and really helps me get into the space that I want to be in and really opens the door for my intuition and creativity and my higher self to really just pour in, you know, all the stuff that I've been yearning for and wanting to get back to and wanting to feel inspired. It's just really created the space. So all those things together have really made a big difference for me. And just, you know, diving back into what I know works and, you know, really putting it to good use. And so I really felt a big shift through the weekend, and especially in the last couple of days, and of, you know, I just feel myself coming back to me, and I want that for you. So I want you to feel like, you know, you're free, that you have that breath of fresh air, like you are ready to, you know, conquer the world and accomplish your goals. And, you know, 'cause that's really what it's all about. We're here to create what we want, and it's up to us to create change and create what we want for ourselves and for the world. And so, you know, that's up to us. Nobody's going to do it. You can't just wait around for the perfect time. You can't wait around for somebody else to do it. Like, if you want something, you have to go get it. You have to go after it. And so that's something that I've really seen in this limbo is that, you know, if you keep waiting for that hero to swoop in and save you, it's just not going to happen. You have to surrender to what you're feeling so you can get through it, and then go back to what you know and just trusting that you will get there. So that's really what I had to do, is just let it all go. And so now I feel so much lighter. I feel so much happier, and the inspiration is back. The energy is back. The ideas, the creativity, everything is starting to flow back. And that comes again from practicing the meditation, getting that connection. I actually, this morning, after I was meditating, I was going through some of my journals, and I had seen where, I guess it was a couple months ago, like I was trying to get, trying to force the creativity. And I was so close, like I could get glimpses of it, but I couldn't quite get there. Like, and so I was journaling on this project that I've been wanting to do, that I've been getting glimpses and pieces of, but couldn't quite just bring all the way forward into making it work out, to getting all the pieces. Like I would be meditating and I'd get bits and pieces of stuff and ideas, and then it would never pan out. Like I'd get a certain name for the project, and then I'd go look to make sure that name's not used, and it was used everywhere. And so then I was like, okay, I'm just going to try stream of consciousness writing, and I'm just going to write it out and write and just see what happens, and try any of these things. And I didn't like any of the stuff that was coming out. Like I wasn't feeling it, because again, I wasn't high vibe enough to really be able to pick up the information fully. So I was writing all this stuff out and checking these names, and you know, they either didn't feel good or the name was already taken, and all this stuff. So you know, and this has been going on for a few months now. Like I've been trying to, you know, get back in gear. And so this morning after I was meditating, I was looking through my journals, and I was looking at that page where I'd written all this stuff, and all I had to do was cross out a word completely and move a word around, and there's a project name. And it lit me up. Like I knew it instantly. That it all just clicked into place. I was like, oh my gosh, there it is. I was right around it, right there at it. But because I wasn't ready vibrationally, I wasn't a match for it yet. I wasn't high vibe enough yet to fully see. And I think the timing just wasn't right yet. Like, you know, we were still in a retrograde and off and on and different things going on. Like it just wasn't the right time for me to find it, but then I found it this morning, and it has just lit me up. I've been on fire with it all day. I instantly went and checked for the name. It was open. So I bought the domain, and you know, I'm working on the project. I hit all the social media spots, and you know, the name is not taken anywhere. And I'm like totally amazed, because it's an awesome name. I'm not going to share it. Sorry guys, it's not ready yet, but I promise when it's ready, I will share it. But you know, it's just in the infancy stages right now. So, it's just starting to take off, but I'm so excited because I think it's going to be really, really great. And I think it's going to help further other things that I've been working on. So it's just amazing when you tap in, you know, you let go, you surrender, you do what you know, you do your spiritual practices, you know, do the meditations, you do the affirmations, you do the journaling, you do the stuff that you know to do. You shift your frequency by shifting what your influences are, you know, shifting your thoughts. I finally just had to say, stop. I'm not going to beat myself up anymore. Cut those thoughts off. Cut off negative thoughts. Get away from things that aren't inspiring. Get away from people that aren't inspiring. Get away from thoughts and ideas that are, you know, worst case scenario thinking. Turn all that off, because I know that's what you're supposed to do anyway. So, you know, I just finally had to make the decision to make that happen. And then I took action, and I really feel like doing the space clearing of my house. I mean, we cleaned out closets, we cleaned out drawers, we cleaned out, you know, the attic we cleaned out, like everything has been like completely cleaned out. And the house has been cleaned, and that action, that movement, I feel like just was the catalyst to make everything push forward. It's like, okay, it's like the universe said, okay, we get it now. You're serious and you're ready. So we're going to shift you, because it was over the last couple of weeks, like little shifts. And then it's like been building up to this big shift the last couple of days. And like, I am just so excited and I'm so high vibe. And, things are finally starting to fall into place. Things are starting to click. And so you can do that too. That's what I want you to understand here. The whole point of this is for you to understand that if you learn to do these things too, you know, if you just choose and make yourself create the habit and start practicing these things, you too can have those breakthroughs. Like whatever it is you're wanting. If you're wanting more income, how can you get more income? Like being open and meditating and opening up your creativity will bring in the thoughts that will show you and point you in the direction of how to get that income. But then you have to actually take the action. You can't just sit back and wait. Like, yes, you want to be open to receiving, but you want to do things that get you in that vibrational match with what you want. And like for me, I had to go get the domain name, and I had to go like hit all the social media sites to reserve the name. And like those were actions that I took. Now I'm going to wait and I'm going to meditate. And I'm going to open up to my intuition and my creativity and allow the next steps to come into place. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to run with it. I'm not just going to say, oh, well, great, you gave me this idea, I'm going to run with it now and take it over and have control. No, that's not what you want to do. So when your creativity starts flowing, you want to flow with it. You want it to let you, you want to let it lead you, basically, because it knows where it wants to go. And if you just go with it, you'll end up right where you need to be. But if you try to force it, if you try to jump the gun, if you try to run ahead and do things without first figuring out what it is you want, figuring out how you want to feel around those things, figuring out what's the vibration behind what you're wanting to create, and making sure that you're doing things to stay in that state of mind and to stay in that high vibe consciousness. You know, that's your actions. That's what you need to do. And then as you're given the guidance steps and you're told the steps to take and the things to do, and you go about those and you just patiently get after it. You know, I know it sounds very contradictory, and it really is, but you have to be patient for the steps and then put your full heart, soul, and passion into that step, and then wait for the next one and just trust that you will get there piece by piece, step by step. It will all come about. And so what I really feel like, even though I've been struggling these past few months, you know, emotionally, spiritually, you know, I just feel like I'm back. I'm me again. I kept up my exercise routine, but it was just so sluggish. Like it was a battle every day to make myself go exercise, to make myself eat right, to make myself do the things that I know I need to do. But today it was totally different. Like I said, it's just been a huge shift, and it's been getting gradually better the last few days. But today it was like, yes, I'm ready. You know, I had a great workout that I actually felt good about, even better than yesterday. And yesterday I felt pretty good, but today was even better. And, you know, making those better choices, and, you know, it all starts to come full circle. So I think, you know, there's definitely lessons to what I went through. And I think it's just a reminder of that's how you can feel if you choose to not stay high vibe, if you choose to ignore your intuition, if you choose to not meditate, if you choose to not journal, if you choose to not do any of the spiritual practices and things that you know can help better your life, then you will feel that low, and you will feel that sadness, and you'll feel that depression, and you'll feel that anger, and you'll feel that almost self-hatred, because you know, you're choosing to stay in that vibration. And I know the struggle. I know how hard it is to come out of it, but I've finally done it and it feels so good, and I don't want to go back. So that's my message for you. Don't give up. If you would like to work with me, I would love to work with you. You can go to my website. You can find out more. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/WhitneyLadd. You can message me. You can join the Facebook group. Like, there's so many options. I would love to be able to help you move from the lower levels to the higher levels so that you can feel good again. You can feel like you. You can feel maybe better than you've ever felt before because you're being the true you, and you're going to feel like the real person that you were meant to be and feel on purpose and aligned. And that's really the goal, you know, and from that place, you create amazing things for yourself, for, you know, the people around you and the lives that you affect, and you can create change on such an outreaching level. You have no idea how far your outreach can spread, getting on purpose and getting aligned. So I hope this has been helpful for you and somewhat inspiring. And I'm ready. I'm going to work really hard to get all these things that I've been promising for so long. I'm finally in this space. I've created the space. I've cleared the way, and it is coming. So get ready. And yeah, I hope that you guys have a fabulous week. It's been so busy, and I think everybody's got so much going on. We're hitting summertime. It's such a busy time. I know there's graduations and there's vacations and there's all sorts of stuff. So I hope my prayer and blessing for you would be that you can slow down and truly enjoy these moments that you have. Truly slow down and enjoy your vacations. Enjoy the graduation. Enjoy the things that you've worked so hard for. And just slow down and appreciate and be in the now, in the moment, and really be able to connect with the moment and make memories that will serve you in the future. So anyway, I hope you have a lovely week. I will see you guys next week, and hopefully I'll get lots of goodies out before then. And yeah, have a very blessed night. Bye, guys.